Greetings. Welcome back to HM Live. Happy New Year. And I trust that last weekend you had brand new people at church and you're already starting this new year with prospects that you had not met before. I look forward to this being a great year. I know that the blessing of God is on His people and on His work, and the foundation of God is strong and sure, and His work moves forward. The new year is always a time for some assessment and reevaluation, and I just felt strongly today. I came to the office not really planning to go the particular direction that I'm going to start in talking with you today. But as we begin this new year, I feel so intently to affirm God's use of common men. There are so many of us. I want you to hear me today. The fruit of impact is not out of your reach. It's not beyond your capacity. The possibilities of God's divine impact accomplished through you cannot be fully or completely communicated. It's interesting that when God was picking His teams, He said that, "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen." He's picking His team, and He chose the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and He chose the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in His presence. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom. It's not our wisdom. We are made wisdom. Our righteousness, not based on our human behaviors, but as a result of His choice, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, "He that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord." That sense of God choosing, I don't want anybody to feel intimidated. I don't want anybody to feel insecure. Oh, I wish I had some great big thing. In a setting or two, I've alluded to my grandfather. Grandpa was a church planter. He started the church in Tioga, Louisiana, and that's a community just outside of Alexandria. It's the area where that the Louisiana campground is now located. To most people, Grandpa would be labeled a common man. I doubt that he would ever have been marked as having 10 talents or probably even 5, just like most of us. Grandpa spent his entire ministry pastoring 2 different churches. All of those years he was a bivocational pastor, just a common man. The other day I had the opportunity to look through the first directory of the United Pentecostal Church in the mid-40s, and there was his name. A lot of things can be said about Ben Frazier, but most of them are lost in the fog of time, I'm sure. There are some historic footnotes in his life. Because he lived in central Louisiana, he heard that some acreage was for sale there in Tioga, and it had been rumored that the Louisiana district was interested in having a campground. And he went, and when he heard that it was for sale, he walked over that ground. And then he called, or made contact rather, with Brother Wise, who was Louisiana's district superintendent. First person the United Pentecostal Church to have walked on that ground, to my knowledge. And it's not much of a lasting footnote there, rather insignificant, just like most of us, but doing his part. When the Louisiana District Board decided to buy the land for their campground, they scheduled their first camp meeting, and much to Brother Wise's surprise, the people started gathering in on Friday and Saturday before camp meeting was to start on Sunday evening. And he got word to Grandpa, "We got folks at the campground, and they don't have any place to go to church. Would you mind moving your Sunday service over to the tent or the brush arbor, whichever it was on the campground, and having your Sunday service there?" So Grandpa's church hosted, and I suppose he preached the first actual service on the Louisiana campground the morning before the first camp meeting started. Another footnote: may well have been the last service he ever preached on the campground. I just don't know. Rather insignificant, just like most of us, but doing his part. Grandpa's church was never very large. I guess maybe 100 or 120 were the most he ever pastored. Through the years, he built three church buildings, and Pastor Don Privet and the congregation there in Tioga worship in the last of those buildings that he built even now. I don't remember Grandpa making it to any general conferences. To my knowledge, he never held any office, even in the section footnote. Not a big stage to play on, no floodlights, but when I remember his dealing with people, and I remember him leading that church and his shepherding that flock, he in reality was a better pastor than I ever was or ever will be. Just faithful, steadfast, doing his part. You know, as we begin this new year, we need to freshly understand God's great ambition to use common men. I fear that we're having a tragedy of personal discontent because we're not all five-talent men working in hundredfold fields. We don't all pastor mega churches. We don't all hold great offices, and people don't bow and give accolade and honor. And for some young men, there is a frustration. That has to change. This fellowship was built by common men, faithfully serving God, doing their absolute best for Him. A few days ago, I got a letter from a pastor in Colorado. Brother Bass went to Colorado and he started a church. He's written a number of books. "Dear Brother Coon, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I want to share a story with you. 47 years ago, a new convert in the church at Tioga called Brother Frazier to request prayer. Her toddler son's legs were twisted, and he wasn't learning to walk. Should she refuse treatment and trust God for healing, or allow the doctors to treat the boy? Brother Frazier called several of the saints, and they gathered at the church for special prayer. God provided an answer, and the treatment started soon after. Unfortunately, the mother's marriage fell apart sometime later. Her children didn't grow up knowing the goodness of God, but 20 years later, God dealt with this same young man, delivered him from drugs, and filled him with the Holy Ghost. And although Brother Frazier has since retired, it all happened in that same little church in Tioga. It was here that the young man preached his first sermon. If you haven't guessed, I was that young man. Your grandfather dedicated me to God as a child, and his faithfulness to his call made a significant impact in my life. I thought you as his grandson would like to receive this expression of a grateful heart. I've included a copy of my new book if you enjoy it. Perhaps suggest it to others. Kind regards, Nevin Bass, Castle Rock, Colorado. P.S. I enjoy running a half marathon each Labor Day. It's my way of rubbing the devil's nose in it. Just common men, faithful, being used of God. Some of Grandpa's late words to me were, son, the church is the main thing, the work of God. Always keep him and his work first. As we begin the first of this year, I'm appealing to the common, to those just like me, those who have made this church what it is. Please don't be frustrated from your faithfulness by a North American culture that celebrates the superb while God honors the faithful. Yes, there is an enemy called average, but no man who ever faithfully serves God, faithful to his talent and his place, will ever be called average. Heaven will declare a superb accolade. It will be well done. Well done to thousands of church planters. Well done to men who never made it to any great podium, but they serve faithfully and they serve steadfastly. I challenge you, don't let anything get in the way of that. The church is the main thing. The work of God is the main thing. I remind you, as I do every single month, the greatest thing happening in North America, happening in home missions.